God is not religious. He's righteousness. God isn't only loving, and He's not only lovely, He is love. God isn't just peaceful, and He doesn't just bring the gospel of peace. God is peace. And instead of you trying to get a piece of God, you need to know you have the peace of God. You don't just have a piece of God. And you sure enough don't have anything to give Him a piece of your mind with, because the only mind you have in Him is the mind of Christ. And He gave it to you. But when you fellowship with the Father or the Son or the Holy Spirit, you fellowship with them in spirit and in truth. Now, is that some attitude that you work yourself into? No, that's the reality of the Christ life in you. Holiness cannot be manifested by flesh. Jesus said, that which is of the flesh is fleshly, but that which is of spirit is spiritual. God is a spirit. They that worship Him, they that celebrate Him, they that rejoice in Him, those that get slap happy in Him, do so by the Holy Spirit. And if it's the Holy Spirit, then it's the Spirit who is holy. You cannot be unholy if you have the Holy Spirit in you. Any more than you can be depressed when the joy of the Lord becomes your strength. And the truth is, you're only depressed when you think upon the wrong things. But in Philippians chapter 4, it tells you to think upon these things which are pure, which are holy, which are lovely, which are faithful, which are of virtue, which think upon those things which are of good report. And think upon those things that are persuasive in convincing you that you are who God says that you are. Because that's the truth of your destiny. That's the truth of your root. And that's the truth of the fruit that flows from the root. Jesus is the root of David, the root of Jesse, the root of salvation, the root of purity. Jesus is the root of holiness. You're the fruit of His holiness. The root produces the fruit. And the fruit cannot adversely affect the root. But the root will always energize and empower the fruit. So if you don't like your fruit, stay buried in the root. And let the root produce new fruit. In Him you live. In Him you move. In Him you already have your full being. If you will stay buried in the revelation of the root, you will have the fruit of healing in you. You will have the fruit of prosperity in you. You will have the fruit of victory manifest. You will have the fruit of a full harvest of redemption manifest because the root has produced the upcoming fruit, including the fruit of righteousness, the fruit of peace, the fruit of joy, the fruit of love. You're just a fruit salad for Jesus. You're the cherry on top. Holiness is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is the disposition of God, the Spirit. It's the nature of God. God's nature is love. That is holiness in manifestation. God is a holy God. He can never be unholy. And because He's in you, in His economy, and in the reality of your redemption, you can never again be deemed unholy. 1 John chapter 3, verse 19, and 1 John 5, somewhere around verse 8 or 9 or 13, reminds us that when you're born of God, His seed abides in you. And over in 1 John 5, it says the evil one can't even touch you because you're born of God. And the evil one is defeated. He's been defective. He's dysfunctional. You're functional. You're accepted in the Beloved. And again in 1 John 4:17, as He is, just as Jesus is, so are you now, here, in this world, and for all of eternity. You know, you and I really need to realize you're not a little junior Jesus. You are completely filled with His life, His love, His nature, His Spirit, and all that He is, you have become. He became as you were at Calvary, so that upon your born-again experience, you became exactly as He is, forevermore. Boy, that'll set your joy pipes loose. That'll set your feet a-dancing. That'll cause you to get disgusted with putting up with just the afflictions and infirmities and affectations of the world. The world cannot conquer you in any form or fashion because Jesus conquered him who had the power of hell and death. And Jesus said, I am He who was alive and was dead and am alive forevermore. And behold, ching, ching, I have the keys of hell and death. And then in Matthew chapter 16 and in Matthew chapter 18, Jesus said, I give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you permit to take place in the earth must align with what I've already permitted to take place in heaven and from heaven and with the authority of heaven. And whatever you forbid to take place in this earth must just simply be in alignment with what I have already declared to be illegal and improper in heaven and from the authority of heaven. And that means that you have been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed by the Word of God, which lives and abides forever, 1 Peter 1:23. And because you have the keys of the kingdom of heaven, you, as an ambassador of heaven, are to superimpose the will of God concerning things that pertain to you. You're to impose the will of God into your circumstances, into your situations, into the lives of the people that you influence as an ambassador of Christ. You're a life changer because Jesus is the life giver. The first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam, the second man, became a life-giving spirit. And the life of God abides in you. That doesn't just mean that His life has been deposited into you. In Greek language, it literally means the source of His life has been deposited into you. The same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you and quickens, energizes, mobilizes your physical being. The life that is in you flows upon you. That life is holy. That life is victorious. That life is righteous. That life is pure. You're not becoming sanctified, because if you're becoming sanctified, then you're doing the sanctification. You are sanctified. You're not becoming holy, because if you're becoming holy, then you're adding to the holiness that God provided. You're not becoming justified, because if you're becoming justified, then you're adding something to what Jesus did to bring justification to you. You are justified. You are sanctified. Are you getting a little cozy over there? All right, well, I'll go crack the heat up another degree for you. You are justified. And you have, here you go, you have been seated